Barcelona. More than the Rambla and a rushed afternoon. A full day ashore, a city that rewards wandering, and a few things worth knowing before the shuttle drops you off. Barcelona is one of those ports that crew members tend to look forward to from the moment it appears on the schedule. It is not a quick turnaround. Ships typically dock around 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, and sail between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the evening, though exact times vary by company and itinerary. That gives you a genuine day in the city, not just a few hours to stretch your legs and get back on board. Getting into the city. After docking, you need to take a shuttle bus to the city. Most shuttle services drop off near La Rambla, the long tree-lined boulevard that runs from Plaza de Catalunya down to Port Vell at the waterfront. It is the natural starting point for most people, and from there, the city opens up in every direction. Something worth keeping in mind. Most shops in Barcelona close between 1400 and 1700. This is a local custom that catches people off guard if they are planning to spend the middle of the day browsing. Shops do exist that stay open through those hours, but they tend to be the ones catering specifically to tourist traffic, and the prices reflect that. If shopping is on your list, plan the bulk of it for the morning or after 1700. What most crew actually do in Barcelona. Barcelona is a long enough port that people use it differently depending on what they need. A few common uses. Supplies and shopping. Moving away from La Rambla into the surrounding streets, you will find a range of supermarkets, both small local shops and larger stores, where you can stock up on things for the next cruise. Clothing is well covered too. H&M, Zara, and a variety of other shops are clustered near La Rambla and throughout the city center. So if you need a few new basics, this is a good port for it. Staying connected. Barcelona has a solid density of cafes and internet spots where you can sit down with a coffee and make calls or video chat with family. After a stretch at sea, a couple of unhurried hours at a table with decent Wi-Fi can be genuinely restorative. The beach. Barceloneta Beach is a short walk from the port and a popular option on warm days, though most crew tend to prioritize the city itself. If you want a quieter stretch of sand, Playa de Bagatelle is about 20 minutes further along the coast and draws more locals than tourists. One small but worthwhile piece of advice, if you want to relax or make calls without interruption, step away from La Rambla itself. It is the main artery for passenger traffic, and it is not unusual to be asked for directions or tourist recommendations when you are sitting at a table trying to have a personal conversation. A block or two in any direction takes you out of the main tourist flow. Attractions worth your time. Barcelona has an unusual density of genuinely world-class sites. Below is a rundown of the ones most worth knowing about, whether you have a full day to explore or just a few hours to spend. Sagrada Familia. Antoni Gaudí's Basilica has been under construction since 1882 and is expected to be completed around 2026, which would make it the tallest church in the world. It is the most visited site in Spain and consistently ranks among the top travel destinations globally. The exterior is extraordinary from a distance. The interior, full of light filtered through colored glass into a forest of branching columns, is something else entirely. Tickets should be booked in advance if possible, as same-day entry is often unavailable during peak season. Parc Güell, another Gaudí creation and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Parc Güell sits on a hill north of the city center and offers some of the best panoramic views of Barcelona available without paying for a tower. The famous mosaic terraces, the forest of tilted columns, and the winding paths through the parkland make it one of the more distinctive public spaces in Europe. The monumental zone requires a time ticket. The surrounding park is free. La Boqueria Market, just off La Rambla. La Boqueria is the largest market in Catalonia and one of the oldest in Europe, with roots going back to 1217. More than 300 stalls cover fresh produce, cured meats, seafood, spices, and prepared food. It is busy and touristy, but it is also genuinely one of the best food markets on the continent. Good for a browse and a snack, less suitable for a quiet sit-down meal. The Gothic Quarter, Barri Gòtic. The Gothic Quarter is the oldest part of Barcelona, a dense network of narrow medieval streets built on the foundations of the original Roman settlement. It is easy to spend a couple of hours wandering without a specific destination. The architecture, the small plazas, the bars and restaurants tucked into unlikely corners, and still feel like you have seen something real rather than just tourist infrastructure. Casa Batlló and Casa Mila La Pedrera. Both buildings on Passeig de Gracia are major Gaudi works, and both are open to visitors. Casa Batlló, with its sculpted facade resembling a sea creature, and La Pedrera, with its undulating stone exterior and rooftop of twisted chimneys, represent Gaudi at his most distinctive. Both require tickets, and both get busy. If you only have time for one, La Pedrera's rooftop at dusk is hard to beat. Parc de la Ciutadella. Built for the 1888 Universal Exposition, this is Barcelona's main city park and a popular spot with locals on weekends. It is a good option if you want open space, grass, and a quieter pace than the main tourist sites. The park contains the Catalan Parliament Building, a zoo, a botanical greenhouse, and a large ornamental fountain. Montjuïc. The hill of Montjuïc overlooks the port and the city from the south. It is home to several museums, the 1992 Olympic Stadium, the Fundació Joan Miró, and the Magic Fountain, a large water and light show that runs in the evenings. A cable car runs up from the port area, or it can be reached by metro and on foot. The views over the harbor from the top are worth the trip on their own. Bunkers del Carmel, one of the city's best-kept non-secrets. The Bunkers del Carmel is an abandoned anti-aircraft battery from the Spanish Civil War, situated on a hill in the northern part of the city. It offers 360-degree panoramic views of Barcelona that rival anything available from paid observation points, and it draws a local crowd rather than a tourist one. Getting there requires some effort. It is not on the main tourist circuit, but it is one of the more memorable spots in the city if you have the time and the inclination to find it. Picasso Museum. Located in the Elborn neighborhood, the Picasso Museum houses one of the most extensive collections of Pablo Picasso's work, with particular depth in his early career. The building itself, a series of connected medieval palaces, is worth the visit on its own terms. Elborn, as a neighborhood, is one of the more interesting areas of the city to walk through, with independent shops, good restaurants, and noticeably less tourist pressure than the immediate Rambla area. Barcelona rewards the crew member who moves away from the main boulevard and uses the time genuinely. Most ports give you a few hours. Barcelona gives you a day, and there are few cities in Europe where a full day goes as far. One last thing, check the shuttle schedule before you wander too far. Barcelona at night is one of the more compelling cities in Europe, but the ship does not wait.